We've all learned Chumash, maybe even thought we understood. But now, with his trademark depth and clarity, and his signature up-tempo Dafyomi style, Reb Srili Bornstein uncovers the layers beneath the words, revealing a world of meaning, relevance, and beauty in every line. Where the Derech HaLimud of the Beis Medrash meets Pashut Pshat, discover the shir that's redefining how people learn Chumash. Reb Srili Bornstein's Chumash Shir. Find it on the Lakewood Dafyomi app, or wherever this shir is being heard.
Today's daf is Vachem Daf Pei. And we are at the Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Hechaver Naftali, Ben Hechaver Ben Yom. So we're moving along in the 8th parak of Maseches Vachem, continuing to discuss halachos where kachim meets taruvos, specifically where the dam of a kosher carbon was nisarev with something that's not roy to be put on the mizbeach. So this part of the discussion began with the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah over there discussed dam that was nisarev with mayim, dam that was nisarev with yayin, dam that was nisarev with the dam of a behema, the dam of a chaya that was chulin, dam that was nisarev with dam psulim, and dam that was nisarev with the dam atamtzis. Different halachos, some yisoidis and bittel, is mim deminoi batel, is mim deminoi enoi batel. Whenever it comes to a taruvos of dam, which is not something that people eat, and something else, there's an idea that you don't go baser tam, but rather you go baser mara. Additionally, machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether goizrin gzeir b'mikdash or ein goizrin gzeir b'mikdash. So really, dvarim ha'imdim beruma shalaylam. Either way, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis is going to continue on this theme, again, discussing different halachas where dam kosher was nisarev with other dams. So the Mishnah, dam t'mimim b'dam balimumim, in the event that dam of a carbon that was a tamim was nesarev with dam of a carbon or damim of karbanos that were balei mumim. Says the Mishnah, yishafech la'ama. It doesn't matter what the proportion is between the dam kosher and the dam pasul. The halacha is always going to be that you pour it down the ama, meaning you send it out in the drain, in the azara. This is not dam that you're allowed to put on the mizbech. Now it's interesting that it's a stam Mishnah that dam t'mim and b'dam balei mumim yishafech la'ama. In the Mishnah, on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, there was a very similar case. Nisarev bedam psulim yishafech la'ama Rabbi Eliezer machsher. So l'chura, the obvious question is, how come you don't have Shitas Rabbi Eliezer over here that's machsher? At first glance, it would seem that it should be totally in the machloikis Reb Zvid and Reb Papa. If you remember, Reb Zvid held that Rabbi Eliezer was chaylik with the Chachamim on the last two cases of the Mishnah, where it was Nisarev Bedam Psulim and Nisarev Bedam Atamsis. In both cases, the Chachamim say, Yishofech La'ama Goizim Gzeir B'Mikdash. And in both cases, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's kosher to put on the Mizbeach because in Goizim Gzeir B'Mikdash. Rav Papa was Chaylik. Rav Papa said that the reason the Tanna of the Mishnah didn't say Nisarev Bedam Psulim Oy Bedam Atamsis Yishofech La'ama, but rather it set it apart. Nisarev Bedam Psulim is one case Yishofech La'ama, and Bedam Atamsis is the second case Yishofech La'ama, is because Rabbi Eliezer is really only Chaylik on the second case. He's not chaylik on the first glance. So really, at first glance, the fact that Rabbi Eliezer is not mentioned in this Mishnah that's giving an example of dam kosher that was nesarev with dam psulin, a very specific example, where it was nesarev with dam balimumen, would seem to support Shitas Rav Papa. I saw the Rashash on this Gemara. He says, L'chur tzarech hi, and how come the Gemara on Ayin Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara right before this Mishnah, when it debated the machloikis between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa, didn't say this Mishnah that seems to be a case of Nisari Bedam Sulim, and it says Yishofech La'amah without any mention of a Shitas Rabbi Eliezer? That would seem to be a tremendous right to Rav Papa, not like Rav Zvid. Says a little bit of a teretz Ayin Shom. Either way, moving along, a similar case. Kois bekoisois, what would be if dam t'mimim was nesarev with dam balimumen, but not taruvas lach balach, rather taruvas yavish b'yavish? Meaning, it's not that the dams became one dam, where they're actually mixed with each other, but rather the Kohen had a few koises of dam, and he can't remember which koises is what, says the Mishnah. In the event that roiv of the koises were good koises, and there was one kois that was not good, then im kariv kois echad, in the event that one of these koises already went on the mizbeach, yikruvu kol hakoises, they can be makruv all the other koises. The chachamim say afilu karvu kulon chutz miyachad mehen, even if the koyin would go and he would be makruv already all the koises with the exception of one, that one you still have to be concerned maybe is going to be from the baal mum, and yishafik la'am, you're going to have to pour it in the am. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, in the case where it was nesariv kois bekois, meaning there's one bad kois and a bunch of good koises, as long as one of them was already put on the mizbech, which you weren't supposed to do, but as long as one was already put on the mizbech, at that point, yikrivu kol hakois, so it's l'chatchilo, you're allowed to go, and you're allowed to be makrev all the koises. The reason is, because Rabbi Eliezer holds, that we have a right to be toiler, that one kois, who's not wet on the mizbech, was the kosher kois. The chachamim say that you have no right to be toiler, ad kedei kach, you have no right to be toiler, but afilu karvu kulam chutz meyachol meyam, even if all of them already went on the mizbech, with the exception of one, you have to assume that maybe that one that's remaining is the bad one, and as a result, that one is yishafich lama. Now, if this machloik is Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim sound familiar, it should be. It's because we had a Mishnah that was almost an identical Mishnah that Fayin Zayinim of this, where Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim argued this point not regarding Dan, not where the Koisois were Nesarev, but rather regarding Evarin, where the different Evarin were Nesarev. It's the same exact Machloikis. Rabbi Eliezer holds it can be Toilo. The Chachamim say, even if there's only one remaining, you have to assume that it's a bad one. In fact, the very first Gemara that we're going to learn, the Gemara is going to ask that it seems that this machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is redundant. If I had it already on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, why do I need it again here on Ayin Tes Amud Beis? Another halacha. What would be Hanitonim Lamata Shenisarvu Benitonim Lamaila? So we know that there were certain dams that went Lamata. What does Lamata mean? Lamata Michota Sikra. And there were certain dams that went Lamaila. Lamaila Michota Sikra. So just as an example, an Oilas Behema went Lamata Michota Sikra, a Chatas Behema went Lamaila Michota Sikra. When you're learning the Perik, a Chatas Oif, you know it reverses itself. But just to keep it simple, an oil is an example of a carbon that goes Lamata Michota Sikra, a Chatas is an example of a carbon that goes Lamaila Michota Sikra. So what would be if the Nitonim Lamata, meaning the dam of an oila, when the sarib and itonim lamaila, with the dam that is supposed to go lamaila, meaning the dam of a chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says, yitain lamaila, you're allowed to take from this dam, and you're allowed to do a zrika lamaila. Aye, when you do a zrika lamaila, inevitably you're taking oila and you're putting it lamaila. Oila is not supposed to go lamaila. V'roi anias atachtoinim lamailon, kilu hamayim. I have a right to view the dam of the oila as if it's mayim, so I'm spritzing a little bit of water, meaning I'm spritzing dam of an oila that has a din that it's supposed to go lamaila, mata. But in this situation where I'm stuck, I have a right to say that roya niyasatachtoinim emalu kilo emayim, and like this, it's going to be okay. Afterwards, as Rabbi Eliezer v'yachsav itan lamato, afterwards you're going to go and you're going to put the dam lamato. So like this, you'll end up doing lamayla, and you're going to end up doing lamato. So just two things. First of all, this idea of roya niyasatachtoinim emalu kilo emayim. Who's the one talking in the Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer. This is also Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasa. This is Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasa in Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, where we had almost the identical case, albeit not with dam chatas and dam oila, but with deivari chatas and deivari oila. What happens if deivari chatas and deivari oila win the sarif? So, could you do a haktar? Could you not do an haktar? And there, it's even more complicated, because over there, you're running into a loisase of loisaktiru mimenu isha l'ashem, but stating that, Rabbi Eliezer held that you have a right to put the evarim on the mizbeach, v'roya anias basar achatas melmelo kilu heinetzen. So it's the same Rabbi Eliezer. And the truth is, just like Rashi explained Pshat and Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah Yizayin of Aleph, that it works with kavana. You have kavana lehepech, you have kavana to put it, not l'shem reach nechayach, you have kavana to put it l'shem eitzim. Here too, you're going to have kavana lehepech, and you're going to put it l'shem mayim. And also, just like there, the Rishonim spoke out that we're only being soymuch on this, b'shas adchak. Okay, it's the same shas adchak over here. That's the first obvious aura. The second aura that Rashi speaks out here, that's very geschmack, that if you look carefully at Rabbi Eliezer's lashon, Rabbi Eliezer said, when you have this dam that was nesarif, so yitain lamailo, meaning you can't just put all the dam lamaila because you're putting dam oila lamaila. The Torah says if you're royani as dam oila kilo hein mayim, Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasa holds you could do such a thing. That's how it's going to work. Then Rabbi Eliezer says v'yachse v'yitain lamata. When he said v'yachsav yitain lamata, he didn't say royani as well yoinim, that I'm putting lamata kilu hei mayim. And Rashi says the reason is very geschmack. It's because What are you putting now lamata? Dam oyla and dam chatas. Dam oyla belongs lamata. So for that, you don't need a rayon. Why would you need the rayon for the dam chatas? It's not true, Zak Rashi. Because once you put the dam lamaila, you already did the zrika with the chatas. Once you do the zrika with the chatas, now you have an avoid of shvicha shirayim. Shvicha shirayim taka belongs lamata. So Rashi says, it's very meduyik, Rabbi Eliezer, that when you're going lamaila, there you need a rayon as a tachtoinim, because how are you putting dam oyla lamaila? But when you're going lamata, you actually don't need a rayon. Mitzad the oyla, that's the ikur din, and even mitzad the chatas now, that's the ikur din, because of the halacha of shvicha shirayim. But either way, that's only the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. The chachamim omer yishafich lamed, the chachamim hold the sheet of sayu and the mishnah in zayin. But this is not something that's going to be okay. The imloy nimlach, the nasan. Let's say nobody asked any shaylas and they went ahead and they did it. Then everybody's moed the kasher. The halacha is it's going to be kasher. So the chatchila to machlik is Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim. But the yevid, if you didn't ask a shayla, so you ended up being marviach, because lamaisa it's going to be kosh. Another case. Hanitone b'matone achas, shenis arvu b'nitone b'matone achas. And now we're talking about, again, dams that were nesarv, that's the theme of the Mishnah. But over here, the taroivis is not amongst damim that are supposed to be put on different parts of the mizbeach, but damim that have a different minyan nesina. So we know that not all karbanos were created equally as it relates to the zrika. Sai mitzad mekoimam and sai mitzad minyanam. Also mitzad oifan zrika. It's a lot of nafkaminas, just technical nafkaminas in terms of the basic laws of how zrika took place. But as it relates to our Mishnah is talking about damim that required a matana achas on the mizbeach and damim that required arba matanis on the mizbeach. So says the Mishnah, hanitone b'matana achas, shenis arvu b'nitone b'matana achas. So Rashi gives examples, kigoyin dam b'chor, that's nita b'matana achas, that was nisar b'dam mais, that's also nita b'matana achas. So they were mixed up. So what do you do? It's very simple. You nosno b'matana achas. So what you do is, you do one matana, and if you do one matana, b'mon of shach, you're going to be yoyt. Matan arba b'matan arba. Let's say you had two damim, each one that requires matan arba, and they were nesarif. So what's the example over here? So Rashi says, "K'moy dam oyla b'dam shlomim oy b'dam asham." So they're both matan arba because they both require shnayim shein arba of perik ezel mekayim and fein. But they're both matan arba. So here too, the halacha is very simple. You nosim matan arba achas. What would be if you have dam of a carbon that's a matan arba and it was nesarif with dam of a carbon that's a matan achas? And this is a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and I believe in the world of machloikis in between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, this is one of the more famous ones. Rabbi Eliezer says you nosnu b'matan arba. What you should do is you should do four. Rabbi Yeshua says you nosnu b'matan achas. No, in a situation like this, you do what? Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yeshua, how could you go ahead and do a matan achas with a carbon that's a matan arba? Harehu oivra baltigra. L'chayre, that one carbon whose dam requires a matan arba, if you're going to do a matan achas, well, it's going to come out that you are oivra baltigra. It says in the Torah that you're not allowed to be megareh, right? You can't put one parish in the tefillin instead of four. I shouldn't be able to do a matan achas with a carbon that requires four matanas. I'm the Rabbi Shua, so what Rabbi Shua tell Rabbi Eliezer? Harehu oivra baltoisif. And according to you, it's better? You're being oivra baltoisif. I'm the Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Shua, they never baltoisif elik shuba atzmoy. That it's true, there's a concept of Baal Toysef. Baal Toysef is only if it's Batzmai. Meaning, if I have the dam of a carbon that's a matanachas, and I decide to be Moisef instead of doing what I do for, so that's going to be Baal Toysef. Amalei Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua told him, well, Baal Toysef is only when it's Kishal Atzmai, then Loinema Baal Tigre Elek Shuba Atzmai as well. For Oidam Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shua added to that. He said, Kishan Osata, when you went ahead and you did a matan arba, meaning you were over Baal Toysef on the one that requires a matan achas, well, avarta Baal Toysef, you were over on Baal Toysef, and that's bad because for Sisa Maisa Biyadecha, you did a Maisa, Kishaloin Osata. However, if you would do a matan achas with a matan arba, then you would taka over an avera, avarta Baal Tigre, Veloy Osisa Maisa Biyadecha. It was done without a Maisa, and that's poshut. This is Shas 101. In a doima, an iser that involves a maisa versus an iser that doesn't involve a maisa. What's exhibit A for that? Malkus. Alav sheyesh by maisa, you get malkus. Alav sheyesh by maisa, so you don't get malkus. Throughout Shas, yesh koich biat chacham lakadavim and atur b'shev al taisa and apakum vase, right? There's so many nafkaminas between kum vase and shev al taisa. So says Rabbi Lez Rabbi Yeshua, to me, if you're going to go ahead and try to rank Baal Toysef versus Baal Tigra, the only ranking I can come up with is that it's better to do Baal Tigra than Baal Toysef. Because Baal Toysef, you're always doing a Maisa. Baal Tigra, you're not doing a Maisa. Either way, there's so much to unpack over here. We're going to dive right into the Gemara. So the Mishnah had said that in the event that it was Nesariv Kois Bekoisois. So there was one Kois of a carbon that was a Balasmo, that was Nesariv with Koisois of carbonis that were kosher. And now all of a sudden, we don't know what. Now the case is where the Kohen went and he did a Zrika with one of the Koises. So one of the Koises already added the equation. Now what? Rabbi Eliezer says, in that situation, where it was in Karev Kois Echad, you could call it Koises. Because at this point, we could assume that the one Kois that you did the Zrika with was the bad one. Whatever you have left are good ones, and as a result, it's going to be okay. The Chachamim say, Afilu Karev Kulon Chutz Mi Echad Mehem, Yishofik Lamo, the halacha is always going to be Yishofik Lamo. Rabbi Eliezer said, Lehichsh Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer said his halacha, that what? That once you do one, now you could call it Koises, Elishnaim Shaim. The only time it's okay is if at least right now when you're going to take from the koises, you're going to do two at a time. But one at a time not. And what's the svara? The svara is because if you're doing one at a time, mechatesi. If you're doing two, well, you know one of them for sure is good because there was only one bad one, lechatchila. And migu, that you have a good zrika for the good one, so then it's going to somehow schlep along the one that's a bad one as well. Now, if this Amar Rabbi Lazar, Lehichsh Rabbi Eliezer, Ela Shnayim Shnayim, Avot Lecha Lecha Lo, sounds familiar because we had the identical comment that Rabbi Lazar said. It's the same Rabbi Lazar, Lehichsh Rabbi Eliezer, the same Rabbi Eliezer, on the Gemara in Zayin Amabez when we were talking about the Eivar. But Masav Rav Dimi asked the Kasha. And by the way, if Rav Dimi's Kasha sounds familiar, because this was an identical Kasha that the Gemara asked on Zayin Amabez. The only difference is, over there was Masav Rav Yirmiyah. Here it's Masav Rav Dimi. But regardless, Masav Rav Dimi, the Chachamim, the Chachamim, the Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer, they said, Afilu Korpe, Kunu Chutz Me'echem Me'hem. Even if all of them were already put on the Mizbech, all the Koises, except for one, Yishofich La'ama, that one that's not on the Mizbech, you have to pour on the Ama. What's the Kasha? It sounds like only according to the Chachamim that last one would be Yishofich La'ama, but according to Rabbi Eliezer would be okay. I thought you said, Lehichsh Rabbi Eliezer, Elish Nine Shnein, Amale Rav Yaakov, Rav Yirmiyah. So Rav Yaakov told Rav Yirmiyah, Bar Tachlifa Azbrolach, Bar Tachlifa, he called him by his name, Bar Tachlifa Azbrolach, let me explain this to you. My Echad, you want to know what Echad means? Zug Echad means one Zug. Erechanami, if there was only one left over, it wouldn't be good according to the Chachamim, and it wouldn't be good according to Rabbi Eliezer either. What the Chachamim are saying is that even if there was one Zug left over, it would be okay, and that's where Rabbi Eliezer's going to be chaylik, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, if there would be one Zug in that situation, then Itaka would be okay. Incidentally, there's, I think, two ways you could read this Gemara. Amalei Rav Yaakov, the Rav Yirmiyah Bar Tachlifa, because that's his name, Azbiralach, let me explain it to you, or Amalei Rav Yaakov, the Rav Yirmiyah Bar Tachlifa, because that's also his name, Azbiralach. Not sure what the right way is, but either way, says the Gemara B'tzricha, that we have here, this machloik is Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, with the same comment of Rabbi Lazar, in two places, Sai regarding the Murim Ayin Zayinim Adeis, and Sai regarding the Dam and Ayin Tesim Adeis, why do I need both machloik is in? So the Gemara says the answer to that lies in the fundamental difference between the role of the Emurim of a carbon versus the role of the Dam of a carbon. B'tzricha, itma baha, because I only had the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim on Ayin Zayin Beis regarding the Evarim. I would have thought, how come Rabbi Eliezer? Maybe it's only there Rabbi Eliezer says Toilin Mishum the Isavid Be Kaparase. Over there was for sure a good Shechita Kabbalah Ilach Hazrika. Where did the mix-up happen? It happened by the Evarim. So there would be Mokim to say that being that the carbon was already brought Behechsher, so now already we're going to allow you to go and just fear Rois and just finish the job, even though so you're doing the right thing. But when it comes to a mix-up with the Zrika, I never had a kosher akrova to use this toilin to give me a kosher akrova. Maybe it's not okay. Okay, so if you want to tell me the biggest chiddush Rabbi Eliezer, tell it to me by Zrika. That's true, but I only had it by Zrika. I would have told Baha Kamri Rabbanan. Maybe the Rabbanan, who are chaylik, they were only chaylik by Zrika because you don't have the kosher carbon. But when it comes to the Evarim, where I already brought the carbon, the kashmis, I already got the kapara, maybe the moidul Rabbi Eliezer, Zrika. It's for that reason I need the machalikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Sai, with regards to a varim, that's the Mishnah Ayin Zayin Amidbeis, and say with regards to Dam, the Koises, that's the Mishnah on Ayin Tes Amidbeis, exhale. So now, the Gemara is going to pivot. The Gemara is going to begin its pivot with a Tanan Hasam, a Mishnah over there. Where's there? It's always somewhere else. Over here it's Maseches Parah, Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph, and this Machloikis that's mentioned in this Mishnah, in the Tanan Hasam that the Gemara is about to introduce, is really something that's not related at first glance, bechlal, to anything that we're talking about right now. stating that, as we're going to see, the Gemara is going to do a very, very deep dive discussion of this Tanan Hasam. It's a dive that's going to take us to the end of today's daf and really through the first part of tomorrow's daf. And in that discussion, the primary maramakim, the primary comparable to what is going on, is going to be the sugya that we're learning right now, where it was Nesar of all the different damim. So first, we're going to have to take a little bit of a step back. We're going to have to be introduced to a completely different Indian. The Bezer Hashem will tie it all together. So the Mishnah, as we said, is in the ninth parak of Masechtas Para. So this shouldn't come as a shock. It deals with the laws of Para Aduma, specifically the laws of the Mechatas. So the Para Aduma we're somewhat familiar with. They would burn it at the end of everything, take the ashes and mix it together with Mayim Chayim, and then spritz the water onto the person that was Tameh. Zok the Mishnah. Tzloiches shenoflu l'toicha Mayim Kalshu. So the Kohen had a tzloiches, he had a jug, and inside the jug there was mechatas. A little bit of water fell into the mechatas. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yazish de hazois, that in this case, what the Kohen should do is when he spritzes on the person that's tameh, he shouldn't do one hazah, which is usually enough, but in this case, he should do two hazahs. Being that there's water, so now there's a tarufos, so it's not enough to just go ahead and do a one hazah. In this case, you do two hazahs. V'chacham and poislam. Chacham say the minute a little bit of water falls in, the whole thing is going to be puzzled. Now, obviously, you have to know what exactly is the shaila. Why would Rabbi Eliezer say it's kosher, albeit two hazahs, and why, according to Chacham, just because a little bit of water fell in, all of a sudden the whole thing is knocked out? I mean, at first glance, it sounds like this is related to halachas of taruf. Right, there's a lot of things you would think you need to understand before we have a good handle on this machlokes, and the Gemara is really going to work through all of it. Says the Gemara like this: Bishlemi Rabbanon, Bishlemi the Shitas Rabbanon. I understand. In fact, the Gemara is going to say that the Shitas Rabbanon is predicated on three hanachas. We have to help up. Sabri, the Rabbanon hold Yesh Bila. Additionally, the Rabbanon hold Fazot Tzrichashir, and number three, the Rabbanon hold the Ein Mitzdarfin LaHazois. Number one, Yesh Bila. Number two, Azot Tzri Hashir. Number three, Emet Tzafon Azot. So what do these three things mean? Yesh Bila means that in the event you have a Taruvus Lach Balach, like in this case, a little bit of Mayim, just regular water, mixed up with the Mechatas. Yesh Bila, we assume that every drop of water that you have in this Taruvus is going to have a little bit of both. That's the Metzias. So we don't say that the drop of water is in the southwestern corner of this tzloiches. No, it got completely intermingled so that this little bit of water just made a roshim on every single drop of mechatas that you have. Now, what percentage of the taruvus is going to be the water? Whatever the ratio is between the water and the mechatas. So it could be it's going to be a lot, could be it's going to be a little. Depends on how much mechatas was there in the tzloiches and how much water fell in. But the point is, yesh bila, anytime water mixes together with mechatas, or really anytime two things that are lach mix together, the assumption is yesh bila. They're completely intermingled, as opposed to ein bila, where we assume that they're not necessarily intermingled, which would mean that if I took a little bit of this taruvus, it's very possible all I got was water, or it's very possible that all I got was mechatas. So the first hanocha says the Gemara is the Rabbanon have told yesh bila. We'll explain in a second. The second hanocha you have to assume is that Rabbanon hold hazah tzrich hashir. There's a shear of hazah. What's the shear? So presumably it's hazah. The Kohen would take whatever he used to be mazah, he would dip it into the water, do a hazah. That is the sheer hazah. And if you're going to go ahead and do a hazah, and you're going to be lacking a little bit in the amount of mechatas that you need for the sheer hazah, then it's going to be a possible hazah. And finally, they may start from hazahs. You can't go ahead and do two maisa hazahs and say that the two together are going to combine, they're going to give me the sheer. If you understand these three hanachas, says the Gemara, you understand the sheet of the Rabbanon. How so? The Rabbanon hold yesh bila. Being that the Rabbanon hold yesh bila, every single time you're going to do hazah, you're going to have a little bit of mayim. If you can have a little bit of mayim, inevitably you're going to be missing from the sheer, because every little bit of mayim you have takes away from the mechatas. Now, if hazah didn't require a sheer, who cares? But hazah tzricha sheer. And being that hazah tzricha sheer, so now it's lacking. Okay, go ahead and do two hazahs. Well, the Chachamim hold ain't mitzarfen lazois, and me the Chachamim hold ain't mitzarfen lazois, so that's not going to be an option either. So, because the Rabbanon hold yesh bila, they hold hazor tzricha shirin ain't mitzarfen lazois. That's why the Rabbanon hold poislin. There's no way to make this work. So the Gemara says, I understand the Rabbanon. It's very posh. I mean, it's not, but once you know these three hanachas, then it's very posh. Elo Rabbi Yezer, my kasavar. What does he hold? And the Gemara does all the math for us. Ikasavar ain't bila. If Rabbi Yezer holds ain't bila, let's just use every possibility as being open for discussion, right? So let's say, with regards to the first Jai Liyesh Bila Ein Bila, let's say Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila. Well, if Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, that would explain why you can't be Yotza with one Hazar, right? Because maybe that one Hazar is 100% mine. But then why by the second Hazar is it going to be okay? Maybe the second Hazar was also mine. Ki mazah shtei Hazar is my Hava. Dilma travayu maya kamazi. Maybe they were both mine. Elo kasava yesh bila. Okay, must be. There's no choice. You have to say Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh bila. Because again, if it's ein bila, then there's no reason two Hazar should automatically be enough. So must be he holds yesh bila. Now, ikasava ein Hazar tzricha shir. If Rabbi Eliezer holds Hazar, doesn't require shir. Lama li shtei Hazar is. Why would you need two Hazar? Yesh bila means you're for sure going to have mechatas. And if you're going to tell me that there's no shir, okay, I for sure have a little bit of mechatas. So let it be okay. Elo, you have to say, because of Hazar tzricha shir, right? It's mukach, he has to hold that Hazar tzricha shir. Meaning it has to be that he holds yesh bila, because otherwise, why are two Hazar is enough? And it has to be that he holds Hazar tzricha shir, because otherwise, one Hazar should be enough. So for sure, yesh bila, and for sure, Hazar tzricha shir. Now, what was the last open discussion? Mitzarfen lazois, say, mitzarfen lazois. Now, because of mitzarfen lazois, if he holds mitzarfen lazois, kimazah shtei Hazar is my Hava, then why are two Hazar is enough? He should hold like the Chachamim. That was the Chachamim. Yesh bila, Hazar tzricha shir, and mitzarfen lazois. So if Rabbi Eliezer was saying, for sure holds yesh bila, he for sure holds Hazar tzricha shir, and he also holds mitzarfen lazois, then he's the Chachamim. So how could he hold that two Hazois are going to be enough? Vinami mitzdarfen lazois. Elamai, you'll tell me he also holds mitzdarfen lazois, right? So he holds yesh bila. He holds hazor tzricha shir. But he holds mitzdarfen lehazois. So being that he holds mitzdarfen lazois, oh, so now it's good. Now I understand why if you do a second hazor, it's going to be fine. But the Gemara says, even with the second Hazar, you're going to end up with the shir. Miyemer, the malalei shiura. Maybe she need a third Hazar. Maybe she need a fifth Hazar. I mean, what should it depend on? It should depend on the ratio between the water and the mechatas. Mehechetesi, says the Gemara, it should work with two Hazars. So the Gemara says, Gishmak, I understand the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan must hold yesh bila, Hazar tzricha shir, and eim etzdarfen lazois. Check, check, check. Everything's going to work. But what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? L'chayre, he has to hold yesh bila. Because otherwise, why are two Hazois enough? L'chayra, he has to hold that Hazar tzricha shir, because otherwise one Hazar should be enough. So he holds yesh bila, and he holds Hazar tzricha shir. Well, if he holds ein mitzdarfen lahazois, then it should be possible. Like the Chachamim, in fact, that is the Shittas HaChachamim. And if, even if he holds mitzdarfen lazois, mechatesa too should be enough. Maybe you should need more than that. So in the Chachamim, we understand it. In Rabbi Eliezer, we seem to be stuck over here. And the Gemara is going to bring three mahalchim from the Amoraim, Rish Lakish, Rav, and Rav Ashi, respectively, how to make sense, how to make the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer to work, says the Gemara. I'm Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish goes first. Lo'ilam yesh bila. Lo'ilam, Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh bila, like we thought. V'hazor tzricha shir, like we thought. What was the problem? We got stuck. Does he hold mitzdarfen lazois? Ein mitzdarfen lazois. And memar of shach. If he holds ein mitzdarfen lazois, then he should hold like the chametz should be possible. And if he holds mitzdarfen lazois, why if you do two, is it enough? V'chayra, maybe you should have to have three. V'achav ma'yaskinon, the case is where the taruvos was such, k'goin chenes arvu achas ba'achas, where an equal amount of Mayim was Nisarev with Mechatas, or even to keep it more simple, there was one shear of Mayim that was Nisarev with one shear of Mechatas. So like this, if you go ahead and you do two Hazois, you're going to be good. Because between the two Hazois, you're going to end up getting the one shear of Mechatas. If you end up getting the one shear of Mechatas, everything is going to be fine. What was the problem? The problem was that if you hold Yesh Bila and you hold Hazot Tzricha Shear, then even if you hold Mitzdarfen LaHazois, but maybe you need three. What do we say it should be Talian? It should be Talian the proportions. Ah, Sokri Shlokic must be Rabbi Eliezer's. A Kimta is where the proportions were Achas Bachas. If it's Achas Bachas, by the time you do two, then you know for sure it's going to be okay. Rav Amar, Rav is a second teretz. Lo'ilam Yesh Bila. Lo'ilam, Rabbi Eliezer holds Yesh Bila like we thought. V'azor ain't tzricha shir. And really, Azor doesn't require a shir. Now, if Azor doesn't require a shir, what was the kasha? then you should be able to do just one hazah. That should be enough. Yesh bila, that's good, because that means that every single hazah that you're going to do is going to have a little bit of mechatas in it. It's going to also have a little bit of mayim, but it's going to have a little bit of mechatas. The problem was that if hazah is tzricha shir, then who says you have the shir? So we assume that, right? Then if hazah is ain't tzricha shir, then why do you have to do a second hazah? Just do one hazah. That was the problem. Must be hazah tzricha shir. Rava says, lo'olam hazah is ain't tzricha shir. If that's the case, the Gemara is kasha. So then why do you have to do two? The knas of the kanser rabbanon. It's only a knas to rabbanon. And it makes sense rabbanon would make such a knas. Because the chum were concerned, mechatas was a very, very yakara metziah. Right? It was a tire geschäft. And we're worried that a person might take his mechatas, add a little bit of water, and like this, he just got twice the amount of mechatas. So to prevent that from happening, we say, if a little bit of mayim is nesarif, even though based on the halacha, everything should play itself out the same way, but because of a knas, it's not going to be fine. But according to Rava, we have to hold cheshbon. Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh bila, aba hazah, ain't srichasher. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi is the third mahalach. Rav Ashi said that ain bila, that lo'olam, Rabbi Eliezer holds ain bila. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says hagirsa hazum meshubeshes besfarim. That really the girsa and what exactly Shitas Rav Ashi is was very, very meshubesh. So it's a drop confusing Shitas Rav Ashi, and Rashi says that's a good thing. It means you're holding cheshbon because the girsa is really a little bit meshubesh. But the way we have it in the Gemara, that Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says that really ain bila, that really, according to Rabbi Eliezer, ein bila. So what's the kasha? If according to Rabbi Eliezer, ein bila, then why is it that two hazois in and of itself is going to be enough? So Rashi adds that you have to say that it's talking about where the amount of water that fell in was a very, very little amount of water. So the minute you go ahead and the minute you do two hazois, at that point we know for sure that you knocked it out, and like this, everything is going to be okay. And the truth is, that was the Lashon HaMishnah. If you go back to the Tanan Hasam, Tzloichish Anaflu L'Toicha Mayim Kolshu. So it sounds already like it was a little bit of water. Masnisa Nami Deika. That's always Ravashi's Nusach and Chas. So Rav Ashi is going to tell you the Mishnah is actually very meduic like me. Because the Mishnah says that it was a little bit of mayim. Why did we say it was a little bit of mayim? Because that is the way to understand the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Being that there was a little bit of mayim, so therefore, if I do two hazois, everything is going to be okay. And again, according to Rav Ashi, the yisoid of Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is even more posh. He holds ein bila. So if he holds ein bila, then we never have to be worried that there is necessarily a taruvus. Now, that could go to your benefit. It can go against you, right? The Gemara's assumption was, if you hold ein bila, maybe even if I do 10, it's not going to be okay. Well, again, that depends on the ratios. It depends on the proportions. According to Rav Ashi, the ratio, the proportion is such where there was a little bit of mayim, which is actually the lashon of the Mishnah. I mean, that was a little bit of mayim. So it's for that reason. It's for that reason that the halacha is that once you do a second hazah, everything is going to be okay. So again, the chazer. The case is talking about where somebody had a tzloiches and there was mechatas in the tzloiches. A little bit of mayim fell. According to the chachamim, it's game over. There's nothing you can do with this mechatas anymore. Mechatas is finished. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there is something you can do. Two hazahs. Not one, not three, two. You do two hazahs, everything's going to be fine. At first glance, the Gemara said, the sheet of the Rabbanon is very, very obvious. The Rabbanon sheet must be predicated on three hanaches. Number one, the Rabbanon hold yesh bila. Number two, the Rabbanon hold hazah tzrich hashir. Number three, the Rabbanon hold ein mitzar from lazos. Being that the Rabbanon hold yesh bila, so every hazah you're going to do is going to have a little bit of mayim. The Rabbanon also hold hazah tzrich hashir, which is a proper shir hazah, which means that every hazah you're going to do is not going to have the proper shir. And they hold ein mitzar from lazos. You can't do two hazahs to make it work. 1 + 1 will not equal 2. So if it's for that reason, according to Rabbanon, you're going to be out. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara said, memonav shach. According to Rabbi Eliezer, any way you go, it doesn't seem to add up. And the maskana, the Gemara came out as three mahalchim. Rish Lakish, Rav and Rav Ashi. Rish Lakish said, the Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh bila. Rabbi Eliezer also holds that hazah tzricha shir. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, we assume in every hazah, there's going to be a little bit of whatever's in the taruvas. He also holds that hazah tzricha shir. But Whereas the Chachamim hold, ein mitstarfin lahazois, Rabbi Eliezer holds, mitstarfin lahazois. What's the kasha? Even if he holds mitstarfin lahazois, maybe you should have to do multiple lahazois. Hacha b'mayaskin, it can go shenes arvu achas b'achas. But if you want to know what Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is, this is what we have to zero in for as the prelude now to the next part of the sugya. Sheetas Rabbi Eliezer is, yesh bila, hazot tzricha shir, and mitstarfin lahazois. Chachamim hold yesh bila hazot zri chashir ein mitstarfin lazois. Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh bila hazot zri chashir and mitstarfin lazois. Rava was the second mahalach. Rava said that Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh bila, but Rabbi Eliezer holds hazot ein zri chashir. And being that he holds hazot ein zri chashir, that's why be'etzim mi ikur adin, even one hazah should be enough. Yesh bila, so for sure you have a little bit of mechatas. Hazah ain't tzricha shir, so there's no shir anyways. If that's the case, why do you have to do two? Knas with the kanser rabbanon, keichet le'mishdarishle. But if you want to know, according to Rava, what the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is, it's yesh bila, and it's hazah ain't tzricha shir. Which, by the way, if hazah ain't tzricha shir, so it doesn't matter mitzdar from lazois, ain't mitzdar from lazois, it's not applicable. It's N-A, right? It's a moot point. Because anyways, hazah ain't tzricha shir, so it's never going to be negay of being mitzdar. The third shnita was Ravashi. Ravashi came with a blitz. Ravashi said that really Rabbi Eliezer's shita is ein bila. And being that Rabbi Eliezer's shita is ein bila, so really every time you do a hazah, you have to be concerned that maybe you got nothing. But here's the good news. Like the Lashon HaMishnah, but there was only a kol shu of Mayan. And being that all there was a kol shu of Mayan, so it's for that reason, as long as you do a second hazah, it's going to be okay. I'll do two. Either I got it right the first time, or I got it right the second time. And just to be clear, this has nothing to do with mitzdarfin lazois or imitzdarfin lazois. La'ilu Ravashi could tell you Rabbi Eliezer's imitzdarfin lazois. That's not the point. The point is, I for sure got a proper shear the first time, or I for sure got it the second time. You know why? Because he holds ein bila. So either the first one was Mayim and the second one was Mechatas, or the first one was Mechatas and the second one was Mayim. Or maybe they were both Mechatas. That's even better. But the bottom line is, as long as I do a second one, so then I know that even on the tzad, that the first one was regular Mayim, I know for sure the next one was going to be okay. So again, what exactly Rabbi Eliezer holds in the world of Yesh Bila, Hazot Tzri Chashir, Mitzdarfin Lazois, it depends on the three Shitas, Reish Lakish, Rav, and Rav Ashi. Specifically, as it relates to the shayla of yesh bila or ein bila, because that's really the part of the sugya that the Gemara is going to get into right now. As it relates to that, Reish Lakish's shita is yesh bila, Rav's shita is yesh bila, Rav Ashi's shita is very, very clear, ein bila. Zok the Gemara. Mesevei. So the Gemara asked the kasha on shitas Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi said, "Div Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, hazok kol shu metayres." Now, if this Rebbe sounds familiar, because we had it already, le'il daf ayin heyam adal. So Rebbe said that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that holds that in the event that there's a taruvas between mechatas and mayim, that loch is you do two azois and everything is going to be okay. So loit Rabbi Eliezer, hazok kol shu metayres. A little bit of hazok is always metayr. And the reason is because it's clear, said Rebbe, that the shita of Rabbi Eliezer is that hazah ain't tzricha shir. It's clear that that's his shita, and hazah mechza kasher, mechza pasul, and you're allowed to do a hazah that is mechza kasher and it's mechza pasul, and that's the yisoid of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that if you do two hazahs, it's going to be okay. The Gemara just wants one line from what Rebbe said, and that is that Rebbe understood shitas Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer holds that hazah is ein tzricha shir. Now, according to Reish Lakish, Rabbi Eliezer held yesh bila, hazah tzricha shir, he just held mitzdarfin lazois. Rava was the one that said that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's yesh bila v'hazah ain't tzricha shir. And certainly according to Rav Ashi, who holds ain't bila, then zichi you could hold that hazah ain't tzricha shir. But it's a mefurish Rebbe, that Rebbe learned up in Rabbi Eliezer, that his shita is hazah ain't tzricha shir, and if that's the case, it's a meisavei on which shita? It's a meisavei on the shita of Reish Lakish. That's the first kash. Second kash, says the Gemara, is v'oi tanya, we learned in a braisa. Now this tanya, this braisa, the Gemara is about to bring, is what's going to bring us right back to the kachem part of the sugya. Now, it's going to sound a little bit like the Gemara is asking from not a Tanya, a Tanan. In fact, not only any Tanan, from unzer Mishnah. The Gemara sounds like it's going to loop us into our Mishnah now, but really, the right gears in the Gemara is Tanya. It's a Braisa. It's a Braisa that's eerily similar to the halacha of the Mishnah. And this is going to take us now to the halachas of Dan. Now, you're going to ask me, how are we going to go now from the sugya of Paraduma specifically the mechatos, to the sugis of zvachim, specifically zrikis? The answer is very simple, because if you remember, in the Mishnah, we're going to have a brayso that's going to mirror those Mishnayos, there was talk about where different dams were nesarif. And machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, exactly how you're supposed to treat the halachis of all these dams that were nesarif, right? A lot of Rabbi Elazar in these last daf. But here's the point. L'chur, it could be that this sugya should be told you whether you hold yesh bila or whether you hold ein bila. It might make a very, very big nafkamina, and that is exactly where the Gemara is going with this right now. So says the Gemara, we learned in a braisa, hanitonim lamala, dam that's supposed to go l'mayla mechuta sikra, like a chatos, shenesar b'minitonim lamata, that was nesar with dam that's supposed to go l'mayla mechuta sikra, such as an oila. Rabbi Eliezer says, yitain l'mayla. What you should do is, you should do the Hazal the Maila. Ah, you're putting an oil on the Maila. So we know Rabbi Eliezer Shita V'royanias HaTachtoinim Ki Ilu Hein Mayim. We look at the Tachtoinim as if they're Mayim, and like this is going to be fun. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Now, if you're going to tell me Ein Bila, then if Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila. Now, who said that Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila? Ravashi. That was the third Mahalach in the Gemara. This is a Kasha that's talking to Ravashi. If you're going to tell me that Shita's Rabbi Eliezer is that Ein Bila Amai Oluloi, then why is it going to be okay if you go ahead now and you do a Zrikal Maila Dilma? Maybe when you went ahead and you did the Zrika L'mayla, it could be there was no Dam Chatas that even went there. Could be all you got was Dam Oila. Meaning, Bishloima, if Rabbi Eliezer Shita is Yesh Bila, so then for sure when you went ahead and you did the Zrika L'mayla, you got it right. You put a Chatas. I also put an Oila. Good, that Shita is Rabbi Eliezer. Be Mechavim L'shem Mayim. It's going to be okay. But if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that Ein Bila, so when you go ahead and you do the Zrika L'mayla, maybe all you got was oila, and if that's the case, you didn't get any chatos. So the Gemara says, "Hachem Ma'askin." Rav Ashi is going to have to make an akimt in the brayso. It's going to have to say that it's talking about going to ikar ruba el yoinim. The case is talking about where most of the dam was really dam chatos. The koyav lemayla shir tachtoinu va'oid. And when he went ahead and he did the zrika lemayla first, there was enough dam to cover all the amount of dam oil that there could have been. So let's say there was an ounce of dam oil. You put an ounce and a half of dam lamayla. So even if the full ounce of dam oil is there, but you've anyways got the half ounce of dam chatos. So being that you for sure got the share of the dam chatos included, that's why we know your yotza. But the Gemara says, Hatachtoinim alo loiktani. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that Tachtoinim alo loy, that if after you went ahead and you put the dam lamayla, you then went and you put the dam lamata, so just like you were yoitza lamayla, now you were also yoitza lamata. The Gemara's kash is, what does it mean, tachtoinim alulai? It means that you were yoitza the dam that's supposed to go lamata. Which dam is supposed to go lamata? It's the oila that's supposed to go lamata. Now, if you hold ein bila, and you're talking about where you put the sheer oila plus lamayla. So could be you put everything lamayla ready, which means there's no dam oila anymore to put lamata. So why tachtoinim aluloi? Now, bishloim again, if you hold yesh bilos, it's very good. You always got a little chatos lamayla, and you always got a little oila lamata. The shailos, could you do it or not? Rabbi Eliezer holds you could, but at the end of the day, you did everything you're supposed to do. You checked off all the boxes. Like this, you're going to be yoitza. Aber, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that ein bila, so if that's the case, you always have to be concerned, maybe it was al yoinim tachtoinim v'tachtoinim al yoinim. Now the Gemara made an akimta to get out of why I'm not worried lamayla with that concern, and the reason is because it's talking about when you put the full sheer oila plus. Okay, so that means for sure you got dam chatas lamayla. But when you now go lamata, maybe you didn't get any oila lamata, and it's mefurish in Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, that what? Royanias atachtoinim kilu hein mayim, vatachtoinim aluloi. What does vatachtoinim aluloi sound like it means? It sounds like it means that when you went lamata, you were yoitza oila, but the Gemara says no. The Gemara says l'shem shirayim. When it says tachtoinim lamata, aluloi, it doesn't mean aluloi that for sure you got the oila. Could be you didn't get the oila. You're going to have to go bring another oila to the extent that you're chayiv an oila. You know what it means? It means is the shvicha shirayim of the chatas, which is supposed to go lamata. That's the tachtoinim aluloi. Zok Tamar Toshma from the Hemshech of the Braisa. Nasan lamata v'le nimlach. What would be in the event if the kohen went ahead and he took this taruf? Again, it was anitonim lamailush and his arvim mitonim lamata. And instead of putting lamaila first, you went And you went lamata first. So the halach is, if he was nasa lamata, the loy nimlach. And he didn't ask any shailas. Meaning, he should have asked a shaila. But if you didn't ask any shailas, Rabbi Eliezer says, yachsev yitein lamayla. After you went lamata, you can go ahead and you can go lamayla. Va'tachtoinim ololoy. Again, the same halacha that the tachtoinim is going to be ololoy. What's the kasha? The kasha is that why do we assume when you went and you put lamata that it's for sure okay, and now it's even Yachsev Yitein Lamaila L'chayra, we should be concerned that maybe you went and you put the Elyonim Lamata and the Tachtainim Lamaila, the same Shaila. Again, Mishlam, if you're Yesh Bila, so you have nothing to worry about. We know you got it right. Because for sure you put a little bit of everything Lamata, a little bit of everything Lamaila. But if you're going to tell me that the halacha is that in Bila, so why then is it that we're going to assume that it's all going to be okay, going to be okay? But the Gemara says, V'Tachtainim Alu Lektan. But this case was a little bit different. Because in this case, first you put the lamata, then you went lamaila, right? If first you went lamata, the question is, why are you yoitza lamata? Maybe the only thing that you put lamata was the shirchatas. And you just made it worse, because you basically just told me that maybe it's talking about what was roiv of mechatas. So for sure, if you hold ein bila, it's yitachin, that I didn't get any oila lamata. So says the Gemara, in this case, how would it work? Just to highlight the difference between the two cases. In the first case, you went lamaila, and then you went lamata. So we said, when you want lamayla, you for sure yoytza chatas. And then when you want lamata, Dimar thought lechatchila, you for sure yoytza d'ayla. Dimar was doichi, you yoytza the shvicha jirayim. But the kasha was, how do you know you were yoytza the chatas when you want lamayla? Maybe you were only yoytza d'ayla. So the Gemara said, the oyla was the mit, and you added a little on top of that. So for sure, even if all of the amount of oyla was there, but you got anyways more than that. I mean that you anyways got more than that. It's like this, you know for sure that you're going to be yoytza. Like this, everything is going to be okay. But according to the next case, you went first lamata, and then you went lamaita. And the Gemara is making an akimta that it's talking about, where what? Where there was more elyoinim than tachtoinim. The question is that why would you be yoitza the oila when you went lamata, l'chayro, we should assume that maybe it was dam chatas. Meaning, the kimta is good for when you afterwards go l'mayla. When you afterwards go l'mayla, I understand why you were yoytza the chatas. But the kasha is, how were you yoytza the lamata? How were you yoytza the oila? So the Gemara says a little bit of a dachok. The Gemara says, l'shem shirayim, that even when we say tachtoinim aluloi, it doesn't mean tachtoinim aluloi, you're going to be yoytza the oila. What it means is, if after you go l'mayla, you go lamata again, that next lamata is going to be olulay mitin shvicha shirayim, and that's how you're going to be yoytza. But enachinami, because Rabbi Eliezer holds in bila, it's impossible to say that if I go a little bit lamata and I go a little bit lamaila, I'm for sure going to be yoytza the oil and the chatas. That's impossible. You're going to have to pick and choose. You're going to make an akimta. One of them was a lot more than the other. I'm going to get that one right. Now, the reason the Gemara is picking the akimta that it's making is because it's mefurish in the braisa that you're yoytza lamaila and you're yoytza the lamata. The only way that can work is if you got the chatas right, that's the lamaila, and then the aluloi lamata would be midin shvicha shirayim. If you made the akimta in the reverse, where there was more oila than there was chatas, so that would be good, and how the tachtoinim would be aluloi. But in terms of how you would get the lamaila, that's already not something that would work. Either way, the Gemara says, even though at first glance it would seem to be geschmacker to understand shitas Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh bila, but at the end of the day, there's no hechrich. Rabbi Eliezer's shita could really be ein bila the way Rav Ashi understood it, stating that, we're going to make akimtas in terms of how to understand Rabbi Eliezer's shita as it relates to where all the dam and winners are. So we're stopping over here in the middle of the sugi. The sugi really goes knee-deep into tomorrow's daf. Be'ezer Hashem, in tomorrow's daf, we will begin with a little bit of an introduction, which will also serve as a recap for today's daf. But just where we're in holding in the world right now, the Gemara shteltsu to the ikr sugyas of the day, which is with dam and dam with nesarif, a very interesting halacha, a tnan hasam, a sugi mesachtes tyrus, mesachtes parah, perik tes mishnah aleph, where the mechatas was nesarif with regular mayim, and what emerges is that there seems to be a discussion in the Amira whether Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh bila or ein bila. And that's a very foundational principle that would have tentacles in other areas of Shas, specifically our area in Shas, where you have dama v'chatas that was inside with dama v'oil. If you hold yesh bila, every matana that you put on the mizbech is going to have a little chatas and a little bit of oil. If you hold ein bila, then you always have to be concerned that maybe the matana that I'm putting is only a chatas, only an oil. Rabbi Eliezer did a lot of talking in the sugya, which would then make it a very relevant sushtel and probably shed a tremendous amount of light in terms of what Rabbi Eliezer Shita really was in Masechta Sparah. We started this avodah, but Be'ezah Hashem will be mamshech and be goymer tomorrow.